RCIPS Acting Police Inspector returns home after completing training at the FBI National Academy. On the latest edition of K-Man Up Close, it's a sit-down with Inspector to talk about his experience and the message he hopes to give to K-Man's youth. You're listening to Radio K-Man. I'm Shanda Gallego, and this is K-Man Up Close. Acting Police Inspector Roger Williams returns home after attending a 12-week intensive leadership development training program at the Federal Bureau of Investigation National Academy, located in Quantico, Virginia, United States, a prestigious leadership development program for aspiring police leaders.
Those are things that I thought I would only see in Netflix and in movies, but actually being selected for that and going to Quantico, Virginia, that was a humbling experience. I was one of only two persons from the Caribbean, the other person being from the British Virgin Islands, so it was good to have another overseas territory representative there, and that was quite cool. And we were only two of 37 international students out of 250 students in the class. So having gone through that and graduating and sharing experiences, and so that I think is up to date the most fulfilling thing.
Mr. Williams got his start as a police constable and climbed up the ranks to where he is now, an acting inspector.
I've been in the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service for just over 13 years.
And what inspired you to get into it exactly? Like, what was... Give us that story.
So I was always a community-based person in terms of giving back to the community. I actually was in the Scouts, Duke of Edinburgh, and those programs. And actually, I gave a lot back to the community. And when I saw the opportunity to join the police service, I took it head on and went with it. And I haven't regretted it.
Ever since. So when was it that you said to yourself, this is it, this is what I want to do, I can't see myself doing anything else? When was that moment for you?
Well, I mean, it is a rewarding career. And, growing up, I always, had a keen interest in law enforcement. And as I said, giving back to the community. So when I had that opportunity and, I got into the police service, the definite love grew, and it has grown and continued to grow over the years for my love for the job.
Mr. Williams was nominated to attend the program by RCIPS Commissioner of Police. The training looked at academic studies, leadership development, physical fitness, counterterrorism, media relations, and policing.
It was an executive leadership course to focus in on modern day trends for law enforcement and to build leadership. It's really about the leadership element and making connections with global partners, because crime today is not only just the Cayman Islands thing. We have a lot of crimes that goes international borders, certainly with the globalization effect that has definitely impacted upon the Cayman Islands. So it's good to have brothers and sisters that we share with, across the world. There were people there from South Korea. There was even a guy from Iraq. So, We build those partnerships that in the event we were to have something happen here, or we needed some assistance in terms of investigations, etc., we can reach out to those partners and ensure that we deal with whatever we're dealing with effectively. But the main theme of it was leadership and how we build upon and ensure that our community is served the best way, ensure that our organization is run serving the public as best as we can.
Is this the first from K-Man receiving this training?
As far as I'm aware, I am the first one to receive the National Academy. I'm aware that some of my colleagues have been to Quantico before for other various training.
Okay, but
for this
training.
National Academy, which was the 278th session. So this started in 1935. With President Hoover when he started the FBI and started what he believed was National Academy for Law Enforcement to bridge those gaps between federal and local law enforcement, which is obviously a US-based thing, federal and local, but also he wanted to build it with international partnership.
The 12-week period also took him to other states across the USA for field development and experience.
They were very early mornings. Okay. There was a lot of physical training. As a matter of fact, as part of the qualification in order to go, I had to do physical assessment, which was done here. And then when I arrived there, there was several physical assessment over the period. So at the end, there was something called the Yellow Brick Road, which is famous in a lot of movies. And if you watch those Netflix series, you'll see some of them mention the Yellow Brick Road. That's a 6.5 mile obstacle course, which basically tests your weight on a physical level. So they prepared us for that, and you know, I would say it definitely was challenging, but I did come home with a yellow brick, which is the most important thing.
Your takeaway from the experience?
My takeaway from the experience, you know, it's what I would encourage anyone, certainly my colleagues listening or anyone in any profession, and so you know, whether it's policing, accounting, it doesn't matter. It's about, you know, developing yourself and ensuring that what you do has an impact on the bigger community. I think a lot of us, you know, have grown up and, you know, have chosen, you know, different professions. And it's about giving back to the community and, you know, not just work, but it's also about interacting, developing the younger adults and so forth. And I think that for me was one of the big things. I know how I've got to this point, and I'm not just going to allow that to, you know, get to my head, as some people would say, but it's about developing the younger people, and that's my focus. That's my biggest takeaway, that we have to do, you know, long-term planning for the future of the country.
Okay. Over the past year, Mr. Williams has been in charge of special projects and has led the policing aspects of several high-profile events such as Kabu, the Royal Visit, and the International Trading Summit. Acting Inspector Williams says he's looking forward to sharing his experience with his peers and providing the best service to the people of the Cayman Islands.
There's a lot of young Caymanians that are in the police service at this time, and what I intend to do is everything that I've learned at the National Academy, I intend to pass it along to the younger officers and ensure that we have a big picture in mind. It's about not just the police service and the community, it's us as a community, as one community, as one country. And that is the most important thing that I want.
You've been listening to the latest edition of K-Man Up Close, written and produced by Radio K-Man's Shanda Gallego. For a podcast of today's show, log on to radiokman.gov.ky. Music by K-Manian artist Paul Chin.